Blog Talk Radio.
talking about how she says, yes, I took the mute off the phone, so I hope the mute is not on Facebook either. So I just want to say to everyone, thank you for holding on. And I caught myself taking the mute off early. I think I kept it on by mistake. I'm sorry about that, because tonight's program is so important to me. We're going to start off with verse 1. It says, my brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. 2, it talks about, for many things we are offended. We have offended all. It talks about how any man offend not in words, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. But we know the word of God tells us there's no perfect man, none but one, and it's him, not us, not anyone on this earth realm. Okay? In verse 3, it talks about how we put the bit in the horse's mouth that he may obey us, and he will turn his whole body whichever way we send it. Verse 4 says how the ship, even though it's a great thing, it is driven by the fierce winds, and that it turns about in every way with a small helm. That's with the propeller that's on the boat. It can turn it to make it go anywhere it goes. This big old boat by this little old piece can control the direction of that boat. But the fifth chapter, this is fifth verse, is one of the verses that I really want to put an emphasis on. It says, even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindled. This thing right here, it can cause some stuff to happen. It can cause people to look at you in a way that you will be blessed, or it could cause some people to look at you in a way that they don't even want to be bothered with you. It could cause people to look at you in a way that when you come, you could turn their whole spirit. You could turn their day. You can make them feel a whole nother way. Let's go on. Verse 6 says, and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity, so is the tongue among our members, that it defile the whole body and set it on fire, the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. In other words, just like the Bible teaches, we're going to go to hell with fire and brimstone, how it's going to fall on the earth, and the fire in hell, is going to be hotter than we can ever imagine, hotter than we could imagine from Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, what they was put in the fiery furnace. Oh, that's what it's talking about. That's how much damage the tongue can do. You know, verse 7 says, for every kind of beast and of birds and of serpents and of the things in the sea is tamed and have been tamed of mankind. Thank you, Tim, for tuning in. Verse 8, James 3 and 8 says, but the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. I'm going to hold up right there for a minute. And the reason I'm holding up right there, you can read the rest of the book of James, the third chapter. This book tells us how this mighty tongue, it's a small member of the body, but this thing is deadly. It can speak blessings, but it can also speak curses. It talks about how, verse 9 talks about therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. So back in the beginning of Genesis, it says, God says, let us make man out of our own image. So God made man out of his own image. In verse 9, it tells us, therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men. So you would curse man that is made like God, but you will bless God. Mm. 10 say, out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing, my brethren. These things are not so to be. Mm-hmm. Doeth fountains send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Good, and, you know, good, sweet and good water. That's verse 11. Verse says, can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries? Either a vine, fig, so can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh water at the same time? You know, it was once a picture going around on Facebook that showed you the water, how it had a line straight across, where on one side the water looked murky and muddy, and on the other side it looked a little lighter and refreshing. So that's like bitter and salt water. They couldn't even match. They couldn't even mix. You have seen how they showed you they had oil spills on the water and how the oil sits in the water, but the water is sitting in the water. It looks like it's mixing with the water, but it's not a mixture. Even if you try to mix vinegar and oil together, it doesn't mix. It doesn't mix. Okay, 13 says, who is a wise man and endure with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his words with meekness and wisdom. 14 says, but if ye have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. 15 says, the wisdom descends not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. 16 says, for where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. 17 says, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then preachable, gentle and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruit, without, partially and without hypocrites. And the fruit of the righteous is sown in peace of them that maketh peace. Now, I read that to you to let you see that on this weekend, I had called a family member to ask about a certain subject. And this family member told me what I needed to know, and I said, okay, thank you, and went to hang up. But before I could hang up, the family member said, oh, did you hear this or hear that? And it kind of caught me by surprise, and I said, no, I didn't hear that. I don't know nothing about that. And they started trying to tell me about the events. And I said, no, that's not true. That's not how it went. I saw it for myself on the news, and it didn't say any of that. What it said was something else, and it was about somebody else. It's not about who and what you're talking about. That's not true. And they kept on going on trying to insist that it was true because they know. And I'm trying to convince them that I know. So after a point, I said, you know what? I'm going to call them right now on the phone, and I'm going to find out. And I'll get back with you later. So I made the phone call to find out. Like I said, it was not true. Because if that event had been true, I wouldn't have had to hear about it from a down-the-line person. I'd have heard about it from the person it was supposedly about, okay? So with me saying that, after I found out it wasn't true, after talking to the person that it happened, supposedly happened to, and joining the conversation with them, not bringing up what was said, because I'm not the author of confusion, nor do I want to be labeled as one, and I didn't want to be the author of destruction either. You know, because the Word of God teaches us, and let me go to my little note, okay? The Word of God teaches us that, where was it? That God is not the author of confusion. God is not the author of destruction either. So if you don't believe me, you could go to 1 Corinthians, the 14th chapter, 33rd verse, and the 40th verse. The 33rd verse says, God is not an author of confusion or dismay. It talks about that in that verse. And the 40th verse of the 14th chapter, it said, let all things be done in decency and order. So, as I was saying, after that conversation that I was having with this person, I told them I loved them and I would talk to them later. So I got back on the phone and called the person that started to try to spread the gossip. And I said, first of all, that wasn't true. And I know who you said it, and I know who you agreed with that person said it, but I'm going to tell you right now, stop it. Shut your mouth and stop spreading that lie. Stop saying that, because what was being said was devastating. I mean, it would bring tears to your eyes as well as break your heart if you knew somebody had said something like that about you. But you know what? It goes back to what I was just talking about. James 3 and 5. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. Behold, how great a mighty little fire can kindle. That thing could have blew up like TNT, any other explosion. That thing could have blew up so bad it would have destroyed relationships. It would have destroyed families. But I said, you know what? You got to remember something. And I'm trying to find a verse that I can stand on. Where is it at? Let me find it. I'm going to stand on this verse and I'm going to give it to you. As I'm reading, I'm going to keep talking. When you know somebody is putting their mouth on someone. Okay, we're going to look at Exodus 20 and 16. That's the ninth commandment. You shall not bear false witness against thy neighbor, against your family member, against whoever. Don't bear false witness. Don't sit there and lie on them. Don't lie about them. And definitely don't sit and gossip and spread something you heard when you did not investigate it for yourself. See, I wrote down this right here. Whether it's your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, niece, nephew, cousin, sons and daughters, friends, husband or wife. I don't even want to get into great-grandkids and in-laws. I don't even want to get into that. But I want to get into this part. What about those people that's supposed to be your family? Not your enemy. But they supposed to be the ones that tell you, oh, how much I love you. Oh, how much you mean to me. I love you to the moon and back. I just I got your back. I got you. I this. I got that. I'm going to do this. I'll do that. But they can't wait to get out your face to go tell something about you or to talk about you or to get on the phone and stir some mess up about you, to go around people and say something about you because they think it makes them look good. They think it makes them sound good. They think if they do that, they will be putting themselves in a place that they can hold something over your head because they got something on you. That's what they think because of this little thing here. They could start something so powerful that you may never be able to live it down, whether you're the one that sold it or you're the one that they sewing it on. In other words, let me say it like this. Whether they the one that spoke it and they got caught up in it, or whether you the one they was speaking it, putting it on, saying it was about you and your loved one. You know, because what I've learned to do in life is I can be a loving family member and I can be a loyal friend. A loyal family member, a loving family member, a loyal friend, a loyal family member, a loyal friend. Yeah, you know what I'm trying to say. Because this thing is still in my spirit where I was still a little upset. In the book of Numbers, it talks about how this one group of people wanted to curse God's people. And Balaam, I think that's his name, how you pronounce it. Balaam wanted him, Balak, something like that, wanted him to curse them, but he blessed them instead. And I'm saying that to say, when somebody truly loves you, somebody truly holds you dear to their heart, they're not going to join in on a conversation that could destroy you, that could break you, and that could cause people to be like, no, they're going to step up for you. They're going to be the kind of person that uses their tongue to bless you. See, them the kind of friends and them the kind of family members you need that will step up and say, stop it. Shut your mouth. Don't say that not one more time because it's not true. Instead of the person that's spreading the gossip, instead of them picking up the phone, calling the person themselves to find out if this true. Yet it's still, they buddy up on the buddy program as the insurance companies say, we have a program that you can bundle it. They're going to bundle up and get together, and they're going to tell what they heard or what they thought they heard because nobody went to find out the truth. Nobody went to see or ask, is anything wrong? Do you need anything? Or was that? Just be bold enough to say, what's that you? Because you're bold enough to go out here and spread it. You know, like the corona. It's like a virus. It's taking over. And this thing can cause people to lose their lives, lose their freedom. Because, you know, sometimes somebody could say something about you, and when you find out, your reaction may be one of them kinds. You say, I wasn't responsible for what I did because I was temporary insane. That was the kind of situation I'm talking about. But because of me and the person I had as a witness, we spoke on it and said, that was not God. That was not God. Yes, we need to address this thing. We need to make sure this thing is corrected because, you know, people will go out here and spread gossip. They won't stand up for you. Let me read what I wrote. They talk about you instead of trying to bless you, your family or your friends. They want to curse you instead of blessing you. whether your family or your friends. What you meant for my downfall by spreading your gossip, you just added to my blessing, because when you wasn't even aware of what someone was saying about you, God put someone in place or somebody's in place that stood up for you and told them to stop it. Shut your mouth, because what you're trying to do is not going to work. I will not help you spread this mess. I will not be telling nobody what I just heard. I'm going to call the individual and get the truth, and then I'm going to tell you to shut your mouth, because you're starting to set a fire. It's going to be like the California fires, out of control. Once it starts, it won't be able to stop, because it's going to keep latching on to dry bushels, because you're going to say somebody told you and somebody else told you, then they're going to say what somebody told them. See, it's going to keep burning, and it will burn so far out of control there may never be a comeback. You may never get back to the place that you once was because of this thing right here, because of the spreading of rumors, because of the gossiping, because you was not woman or man enough to say, let me ask and see. Whew, Lord, help me, help me. They talk about what they heard. They talk about what somebody told them. They're talking so fast, they were so glad to be a partaker in spreading and sharing gossip. And that's one of our biggest things these days. One of them is we put too much on Facebook and other social medias that's not edifying the body of Christ. We put too much out there about my business. You know how they say, people all up in my business. Because when they talk about it, you done said so much and told so much about yourself, you don't even realize, first of all, you put it out there. But if you allow, God will send somebody to tell you to shut up. Close your mouth. Don't nobody want to hear about your mess, and nobody want to hear about the mess you're trying to spread. You have been told time after time how much somebody loves you. You have been told time after time how much they love you to the moon and back. You have been told time after time that sometimes you say too much. You have been told time after time to just stop. Stop. Sometimes we can't live down our path because of what we did. Yes, we're going to say what we did instead of going back to that person saying, I'm sorry. Because they're still angry at some of the things you did to them in your past, that you are still living in that light in their eyes, because you did not go back to say you're sorry. I don't know if because you're ashamed and you still want to act like you didn't do it. Well, you know you did. When you know you did, and you know that they know you did. So that's another part of the story, but still, when we sit back and we look at things, we don't look at things like, how could two walk together except they agree? We don't look at that. We look at the things where if somebody's talking to you and telling you something, you got itchy ears, you want to hear, and if you don't know nothing about it, you quick to say, well, I heard. You know, I asked God to forgive me a long time ago for spreading stuff that I heard. Mm-hmm. I ain't going to act like I've been saved or want to be saved all my life. That's our problem. See, a lot of times we don't want to expose ourselves or talk about ourselves, but when you find yourself in something, even with this that I'm ministering about and talking about, when you find yourself in that place or you have been in that place, help free somebody from that place and say, take your mouth off of this, man and woman of God, or take your mouth off my sister, my brother, my husband, my wife, my son, my daughter, my niece, my nephew, my cousin, my friend, my neighbors, whoever. Take your mouth off of them. Because if we keep allowing this to speak it, whether you speak it in English or any other language or you speak it in sign language, it still is a mess being spread. Because, see, when you speak in sign language, these are your tongues.
Mm-hmm.
The symbols you show are your tongues. When you speak in another language, it's still your tongue. It's telling a story. So know this. If you're going to tell about somebody anything, you tell them about our Father who art in heaven, hallowed should be thy name. Tell them about that. You tell them about seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things shall be. You tell them about that. You tell them about God said, I am the truth and I'm the light, that none can come by me, come in except by me. You tell them about that. You tell them how the Bible says, for all things work together for the good of the Lord. You tell them about that. You tell them that God says he forgives. You tell them about that. You tell them about God says he is God. You tell them that when God created heavens and the earth, he also created man in his own image. You tell them that. When you tell them about things that's in the word, you tell them about how Jesus died on the cross that we all may be saved. You tell them about that. You tell them that if you want to know how much God loves you, he loves you so much that he gave his only begotten son. You tell them that. Like you said, Minister Margo, you spread the good news. You tell them that Jesus came down, that man had to love us so much. Yeah, I said that, man, because it said that he came and he became flesh and blood. He became like us so that he would understand what we were going through and what we were feeling and what we were thinking and how we were going about stuff so that he would be able to say there's no excuse. There would not be no excuse. You tell them that I once was a winehead, a dope fiend, a whore, however you want to say it. If it sounds better, you can say a prostitute. You tell them things that can help set them free. You may have to tell them you're still one. I don't know. But you tell them what you're going through because you tell them, I'm seeking God. I'm on my face before God. God didn't say, get yourself together. Didn't come by me. He said, come as you are. Hey, Ella, thank you for joining in and listening. When you sit back, you can remember when the word of God told you that when you were young, you did things as a child, but now that you're older, you put them away. You tell people how you lived a certain life so people would know, if God did it for you, he'll do it for me. I ain't never dotted all my I's and crossed all my T's without asking God for help. Even to this day, God, I need you. Lord, help me, oh God. God, I struggle every day. See, that's what a lot of times we don't want to expose or tell people. I struggle. Apostle Elect Cecilia told me the other day, Renee, God told me to allow people to be human. And when she said that, she went on to say, a lot of times, that's what we fought at, because we don't allow people to be human. God will perfect that which could tell. That's it, Minister Margo. You're so right. We go through so much stuff, and instead of us realizing that when God starts to promote us and move us from one level to the next level, don't think that the word said the angels in heaven are dancing. Don't think nobody in hell dancing for you. No. He trying to get a new crew to come aboard to try to help set you down, try to help stop you, try to help block you. That's what you have to remember. when you getting ready for a new place, a new level in God, that the enemy of your soul is going to send things and people your way to distract you. And when people are putting their mouths on you, just trust God that he sent somebody there to stand up for you. But and then when the person that's standing up for you is a person that's saying, you're going to stop that mess. Again, how could two walk together except they agree? You don't have to always know somebody got your back. Just because of, now I'll say this also. If you stand up for somebody, if you speak up for somebody, don't run back to tell them you did something so you can look like, I saved them. You know the rest of it. Don't sit there and try to run and tell somebody you saved them because you spoke up for them. No, that's not giving God the glory. And if it ever come out, that's not even giving you the honor because you were so busy wanting to go back and get recognized. You may not always be recognized for your deeds. Sometimes you may never get recognized, but for the fact you told them to shut their mouth and stop spreading rumors. They knew that you were going. You was a stand-up person. I don't care what you used to be like. I don't care. Because if once you give yourself over to God and you allow God to be your Lord and Savior, yes, Margot, that's it. Don't pat yourself on the back. Because like even the Word of God says, if you be ashamed of him before man, he'll be ashamed of you before his Father. In the same sense, if you got to go and brag on you stepped up for somebody, who did you do that for? I don't think you did it for to show the Christ in you. I think you did it because you wanted somebody to know you was bold enough to tell somebody to shut it up. Now, if you people know me, yes, I have a bold spirit. But I have some in my family. Y'all ain't even ready for it. Yeah, I'm going to get close to the camera. Y'all ain't even ready for it. Because, see, I've gotten saved, and I allow God to touch this here. Don't get me wrong. I still struggle with it because I read to you. Verse 8 said, but the tongue, no, I'm going to take that back, but the tongue can no man tame. See, I can't tame this thing right here. Hey, Jerry, thanks for watching in. I can't tame this. God has to take control over this thing right here between my tongue, my lips, my gums, my teeth, and my gums. God has to change that. And most people that know me know I had a foul mouth. At one point, everything was coming out of my mouth but peanut butter and jelly. Some stuff was coming out of my mouth that I look back now and say, oh, Lord, I thank you. I thank you. You know how when your sinus run, you have an inner drip in your sinus and you have an outer drip? My mouth was running like sinus. Everything was coming up out of there. And I'm saying all this to say, give your mouth, your heart, your ears, and your eyes over to God. Let God sanctify him. Allow people to be human. But in the same sense, you be human when you tell them, stop it. You will not put that poison in my ear. I will not allow you to put that poison in my ear. Let me see, where is that? I just had read it. We're going to go back to verse 8, 3 and 8. But the tongue can no man tame. It is unruly, evil, full of deadly poison. Yes, deadly poison. This thing right here can speak blessings. Hey, Ruby, thanks for looking in. Can speak blessings over you as well as speaking curses over you. As I was growing up, My mom used to tell us all the time, God put so much love in her that she could love everybody. And I remember my mom always found out something good to say about somebody. When we would go to her and complain about this and complain about that, my mom would always find something good to say about somebody, where she changed our outlook on how we saw things and saw people. And that's all I'm saying to you. Go to God, put it on the altar. Let God change your outlook of how you see people. Let God change your vocal conversation of how you speak of people. We've all heard it. I know you all heard. If you have nothing good to say, say nothing at all. I have learned, and I'm still learning, not to say nothing at all when I have nothing good to say. Because, first of all, I'm praying and asking God, why I still think like that? Why am I still saying that? And if you all out there that's listening to me, or whether it's now or later in the archives, if you know you have done something to someone, whether it was physical, whether it was verbal, hey, Trish, thanks for looking in, or you have taken something from somebody, I don't care if it was 2 minutes ago, 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, 20 years, whenever, go back. Tell them you're sorry. Because, see, you may be walking a different life now, a lifestyle, living one. But if somebody only remembers you from yesterday, what you did before, something ain't right. You didn't go back. You know, so if somebody did something to you and it's bothering you, go to them and let them know, because they may not even know they hurt you or hurt your feelings. Like I said, me, I have been a bold person. I've always spoke what I said because I didn't want you to hear I said nothing. Well, if you heard it again and you didn't hear it from me, that was something somebody else told you or something they added on to it. I always try to tell you how I felt so you can find out what I said for me. Then when somebody else tell you and say, no, that's what you added on, that ain't what they said. How you know? Because they told me first. So put your tongue on the altar. Hey, Pastor Troy, thank you for looking in. Put your tongue on the altar. Let God tame your tongue. Because I tell you, if God could tame my tongue, he could tame yours. There's nothing too hard for God. Nothing. If you out here speaking on someone and you know it, you didn't investigate to find out if it was true. You didn't investigate to see if it really happened. Because, see, it's two sides to a coin, a top and a bottom. Two sides to a bill, whether it's a dollar, five, or ten, whatever. You have a front and a back. Don't go out here telling a story because somebody folded it up and passed it to you and told you it was a 20 and it was a $2 bill. When you put your mouth on somebody, you better know you're going to be held responsible for that. I ask God every day, God, help me. You know, some of us need to change our prayers to, God, put some glue on my lips so I can practice my shut-up ministry. And if you put your mouth on someone, you've been gossiping with someone, go back and tell them, I'm sorry I let you entice me. I allowed you to use witchcraft on me. Or I'm sorry I enticed you or I used witchcraft on you for you to be a partaker in the mess I had going. I'm telling you, this day, time, and age, with Corona, that virus, we don't need this virus running too. See, they ain't got no cure for Corona, but I got a cure for this right here, and it sits within here. You know, I got the Bible with the labels, so you can choose what you want to. I got the prescription for you right here. And believe me, it works. You'll get the results. As soon as you apply it, you will start getting results. Don't just apply it like Vaseline. You want to rub it on for a minute. Apply it every day. Take it like a prescription, because I'm prescribing the Word of God to you. It's going to help free you. If you need to read it again, read James chapter 3, verses 1 through 18. And it's going to tell you something. Hey, Apostle Dana, thank you for watching. How you doing also? I'm just want you all to know, in this last month, I have heard so much stuff. And I have kept my mouth closed. But also with stuff that I heard, I know that I needed to speak up on. I spoke on it, but I wasn't quick to call nobody. I've never been too quick to call somebody and tell them what somebody said, because I don't want something turned around on me, because I've lived that situation where I've heard people, and I had people to say, I said this, I said that. Maybe I didn't say it clear enough for them to understand, or maybe they didn't want to hear what I was saying. They saw an opportunity to take what I said and change it around. But one thing I do know, it's best to go to God and ask God to forgive you and ask God for all of those that you have offended to give you a chance to get back with them to say, I'm sorry. Even if you never be close again, but you wipe the slate clean, because we know that there's a season for everything and everybody. Okay, so with that being said, we're going to open the lines for Blog Talk. And for all of you that joined me on Facebook, I thank you so much for joining in. I thank you for listening in. I thank you for watching this later on in the archive. I thank you for taking this time out, but please give God a chance in your life. And just know that God has what you need. God has what you need. Nothing is too hard for God, even bridle in his tongue. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, give me a moment. Let me see if Blog Talk have anything to say. Blog Talk's lines are open if you have anything to say at this time.
Amen, Minister Sylvia. Thank you so much for reminding us about rumor control and reminding us how important it is to be willing to protect our loved ones and to speak up for one another. Because like you said, horrific is the tongue when it comes to gossip. And we know that people have told lies like they did with Emmett Till. Emmett Till is the product of someone telling a lie. And when you look at what him and his mother went through because of that, and if we even come, you know, more to modern day, if we look at some of the things that have happened with people in the church, whether they were pastors, preachers, or whoever, even when we look at the White House, some of the things that our president and the various people have said and done, the making fun of people and the bullying, the little teenagers and preteens and young kids that have committed suicide because of the tongue. And we really, really, really have to be willing to stand up for one another to say, like you said, stop it. Don't say that. Don't do that. Because just because a person doesn't take you to court to sue you doesn't mean that you haven't done the damage. But yet, when you get to adulthood, don't keep rehearsing it. I mean, grow up, grow up. I remember being hurt by many people, family, friends, foes. And like the prophet had told me years ago when she said, Cecilia, God said you have to start allowing people to be human. But I had been hurt so much until I kept rehearsing the hurt of what people did to me. And when she said that to me, I went to God and I said, God, what does she mean? by allow people to be human. And once God gave me the revelation of that and I started accepting what he allowed, I realized that it's important to realize that people are human. They're not Jesus. Jesus is perfect. He doesn't make stupid mistakes like we make. He doesn't do that kind of stuff. But then I love how even when the woman came to him, and they brought the woman to him, rather, he said, he that is without sin, you know, throw the first stone. And I remember Bishop Hilton, the late Bishop Hilton, teaching. Now, see, he said they couldn't do that nowadays because they said the people nowadays, whether they're with sin or not, they would have stoned her. He said, see, people won't look in the mirror and see themselves. And that's why I always write, look in the mirror. Don't look out the window, but look in the mirror. Because nowadays people will stone you to death knowing they're not that person without sin, but their self-righteous self or whatever they are will do crazy things like that. So I want to say thank you for reminding us how important it is to use our tongue to protect people and not to use our tongue to kill people, whether it's spiritually or naturally. Thank you, woman of God.
Thank you so much, Apostle Elect, for those words. I thank you for touching and agreeing with me. Is there anyone else that would like to speak on Blog Talk about the subject on tonight? Okay. Since we have nobody else to speak on Blog Talk, I thank you all on Facebook for all your comments. I thank you all that shared comments. I just want to say, with everything that's going on, at this time, I want to be a disciple of Christ. I want to be able to stand up for what is right, because I have been around and involved in confusion, involved in putting my mouth on things and people that I shouldn't have. I'm like I said, I'm not one to sit here and act like I dotted every I, I crossed every T, I did nothing wrong. I did it. And I thank God for the late, great Apostle Sandra Thomas, that first one to say to myself and the others, shut your mouth and stop it. I thank God for the teaching, because no matter how much you say to people, at some point it's going to stick. They're going to hear it. So I'm going to say it before I close out on tonight. Shut your mouth and stop it. If you're not going to speak blessings, if you're not going to be a blessing, shut your mouth and stop it. You don't know how many people you are calling to have, as Apostle said, spiritual and literally suicide. You don't know what you're doing to people. But if you're one of those people that was appointed and called to step up and step out and speak those things, stop it and shut your mouth. Do so. And don't be scared, because if God placed it in you, God will protect you with it. So I want to say to you all, again, thank you. We are here every Monday from 8 p.m. to speak into the life of all of you that listen. Chris, thank you for joining in. Next Monday is our fifth Monday, and that Monday is dedicated to the youth. So if you all could keep watching my posting, you will see the man of God that will be speaking next Monday is Minister Lawrence Seabury. He will be bringing forth the word of God for the youth. So if you have any young people that you're trying to get to listen to the word of God, we have something. We have someone that will speak into their life and over their life. We're also here every Friday from 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This Friday coming up will be Prophet Antoine Thomas. It will be his Friday night. and I'm sure you all don't want to miss it. That man of God has a word from God that will bless you, will bless you, will bless you. Yes, Pastor Troy, it will be Servant Minister Lawrence Seabury. I know what you heard. Yeah, I know you heard me say it, Servant Minister Lawrence Seabury. I want you all to know that we are here every Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, with our very own Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Sheila Kaiser, and Minister Brandon Kaiser. I want you all to know that this is a program that's a family-driven program. We are in tune with what God is saying to the body of Christ. Spread the word. Know that God is God. Know that God is doing some things in the heaven and the earth. Know that God is sending us a shift in the spirit. Know that God is God. If we put more time on speaking what the word of God says, we ain't got time to speak nothing else. Like I said, they may not have a cure for COVID. They still trying to work on something. But I got a cure for what we're going through with this mouth right here and everything else the body of Christ is not doing. God is coming back for a church, people. And know that. Don't forget our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6:33. It says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And with that being said, I don't want nothing but the greatness of God to be added unto me. So we're going to pray before we end. Father God, I thank you for tonight. God, I thank you, and I hope that what was heard on tonight, that it will bless whoever heard it, whoever needed God. Let it penetrate their ears, their heart, their spirit, and their soul, God, that they want to do what needs to be done to give you the glory, give you the honor, and give you your much-desired respect, to respect the body of Christ, respect the word of God. God, I want them to learn how to stand on your word, learn how to hold on to the altars of the mercy seat, learn how to lay out before you and just tell you what they need, God. Lay out before you and just be still and be quiet and just let you minister to them, oh God. Send your angels to minister to them all tonight, oh God. God, we ask you to bless the Seabury family. We ask you to bless Margot Seabury, and we ask you to bless Tony Montgomery and all the rest of the Seabury's, oh God. We ask you to bless little Cynthia. We ask you to bless Floyd. Oh God, we ask you to bless Big Floyd. God, for we know that at this time our family is going through another loss, but God, we trust you, oh God. God, cover us, lead us and guide us, oh God. God, for we know that you are God and God all by yourself, that all things have a meaning and a reason behind it, God. For at this time, God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord, thank you, for giving wings to another angel that's gone into heaven to sit up there with the rest of the family and just do what they went to do. Praise your name. For God, we ask you for mercy. We ask you for mercy. We ask you for mercy. God bless every man and woman of God that's attached to this ministry. God, heal, heal, heal. Heal, heal. Bless every man and woman that watches this ministry when it's live and when it's in the archives, God. Thank you for our faithful listeners and our lookers and our viewers. God, we just ask you to heal, 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 no matter what the doctor says, no matter what the test says. But, God, we're asking you what you said, God, because we're standing on your word. We're standing on your word, oh, God. We're seeking you, seeking your kingdom, seeking your righteousness, God. We're standing, we're standing, we're standing, God, and we trust you. We trust you, God. We trust you, O Lord. God, forgive America. Keep America before you. And America, get on your knees before God and watch God turn it around. He's going to turn it around and around. In Jesus' name, I trust you, O Lord, with my health and my strength and all that I have. Amen. Good night, everyone.